RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kala performs Tarawih prayers in Tokyo. Ternai mobilizes worship and intelligence forces to prevent ISIS movement. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala performed the Tarawih prayers or non-obligatory evening prayers during the fasting month of Ramadan in the Mugora Mosque in Tokyo, Japan on Sunday. Vice President Yusuf Kala and his wife Mufida Yusuf Kala, along with their entourage, joined the prayers in the newly inaugurated Mugora Mosque located in the Indonesian school complex. Indonesian Ambassador to Japan Arifin Tasrif inaugurated the Mugora Mosque on May 26. Indonesian citizens who performed the Tarawih prayers come from various locations in Japan. The Mugora is the first mosque which was built by Indonesian Muslim community living in Japan. The Vice President is encouraged arrived in Haneda International Airport on Sunday morning for the 23rd International Conference on the Future of Asia to be held from June 5th to 6th. Indonesia Military Ternai has begun mobilizing its forces, including warship and intelligence operations in northern parts of Indonesia, to anticipate the entrance of terrorist group Islamic State ISIS into Indonesia amid a continuing siege in the neighboring country, the Philippines, by Iceland militants. TNI Chief General Gatot Nurmantio on Sunday said that TNI has to mobilize forces to patrol front North Maluku to Central Sulawesi. His side has also mobilized Sun warship in Tarakan, North Kalimantan, cooperating with the Philippine and Malaysian militaries. A deadly battle between the Philippine Army and the multi-terrorist group has been ongoing for weeks in Marawi, southern Philippines, and in Mindanao Island, raising concern among the Philippine neighbors, including Indonesia and Malaysia. Apart from warship, General Gatot added that the TNI has also been conducting intelligence operations in separate territories near Mindanao, including Morotai Island, North Maluku, as well as other outer islands of Indonesia. Founder of Jakarta-based pollster Saiful Mujadi Research and Consulting, SMRC, Saiful Mujadi said that most Indonesians oppose replacement of national ideology of Pancasila and the 1945 constitution with the caliphate. The concept of caliphate has been a major talking point following increased reports of the Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria, ISIS, and the dissolution mass organization Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia, HTI. Saiful said that the caliphate is a state based on the Al-Quran, hadith, and opinions of certain ulama. Saiful told a press conference in Jakarta on Sunday that as many as 79.3% respondents thought the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia based on Pancasila and the 1945 constitution is the best for Indonesian people. Meanwhile, 9.2% viewed the caliphate as the best ideology for Indonesia. On ISIS approval rating among Indonesians, Apple said that 66.4% of respondents aware and recognize ISIS presence. However, of those recognizing ISIS presence, only 46.7% is aware that it aimed to establish caliphate. Mount Merapi in West Sumatra erupted on Sunday, 4th of June, severe wind clouds and volcanoes over the region of Tanah Datar, Sumatra Province. Head of Data and Information Center of National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB, Stopo Purwonugroho, said in a statement received on Sunday that the agency has set an exclusive zone within a radius of 3 kilometers from the Mount Merapi's peak following the eruption. The Volcanology Geological Disaster Mitigation Center reported that Mount Merapi erupted twice. The first eruption sent a 3-meter height flung up smoke from the peak, while the second one spewed as higher than 700 meters from the mount's peak. Nugroho said that he urged people to remain calm and avoid misleading issues. The Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation Center will deliver early warning in the future if the mount's activity increases to pose danger. Indonesian pair Barry Agriawan and Hardianto won a champion title at Thailand Badminton Open on Sunday after defeating Rafael Beck Peter Casper from Germany 21-16 in the men's double event. The Indonesian duo started fast in collecting points in the first game until 11-5, but due to their own mistake, the German players could later catch up to narrow the gap to 15-17. The game, however, was finally won by the Indonesians 21-16. In the second game, Barry Hardianto seems unwilling to lose the momentum, so they play fast and beautifully to defeat the German players to 21-16. This was the second gold medal for Indonesia after the first one contributed by Grecia Poli, who paired with Apriani Rahayu from the women's double event at the tournament. The last item, the government has prepared several anticipatory measures to prevent the reoccurrences of serious traffic congestion during Idul Fitri exodus after people are trapped on congested roads for days while heading to their hometowns in Central and East Java last year. Last year, congestion occurred because the roads in Central Java town of Brebes could not accommodate the number of vehicles slipping through its toll exit gates, colloquially known as Brexit. Head of Toll Road Regulatory Agency Heri Trisputra Zuna has said in Jakarta recently that the construction of a new 110-kilometer toll road equipped with 6 new exit gates would help ease the traffic congestion during the peak days in late June. Heri said with the additional toll road, he hopes cars will not be caught at Brexit as they will be spread out along the 6 new gates. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Listener, a commentary today entitled Countering Radicalism versus Academic Freedom. Radicalism is now a word which is often mentioned and it is frightening. As a result, a lot of efforts had been carried out by many stakeholders to fight against it. Radicalism is also often associated with certain movements. In response to this phenomenon, the government of Indonesia plans to deal with the radicalism by cooperating with academicians by involvement in the election of rectors in universities, especially the state universities. In regard to this, Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo said that the government plans to withdraw the authority and consideration of rector election to the president, but the mechanism remains at the Ministry of Research and Higher Education. Minister Cahyo Kumolo also explained that this plan is part of integration of political decisions from the regional government to the central government. The integration is aimed at strengthening Pancasila ideology and avoiding infiltration of radical understanding into campuses. Political observer of Paramadina University, Henry Satrio, views that the idea of inclusion of the president in the election of rector is a setback for the academic and democratic world. As an educational entity, the universities should be able to stand on their own political stance in accordance with their vision and mission. Henry asserted if a rector is elected by the president, it means that this is in-campus political practice and a form of government's desire to control the freedom of the campus. Meanwhile, former rector of Sharif Hidayatullah State Islamic University, Jakarta, Asumardi Asra, criticized the government's discourse that wants to involve the president in electing the rector of the state universities. Asumardi also said that the involvement of the president would make the university lose its autonomy and would bring about academic autonomy and scientific autonomy. Actually, campus is a free area of expression as long as it carries the scientific matters in thought and application. Campus in academic world that upholds theoretically and empirically idealism. For Indonesian nation, the role of campus in political journey is very great. Freedom of thought and scientific action has begun its own power in the process of democracy that occurred in Indonesia. Starting from the era of 60s, 70s to the beginning reform in 1998, the campus has become a force in criticizing and taking action on every government policy that is not pro-people. In addition, it is from campus where it creates future leaders of the nation. Many stakeholders do not want the normalization of campus life in the new order era to reoccur. This is because repression of campus life may emerge on the reason of countering radicalism. Listener, that was commentary. Thanks for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again. I'm Kirmana Rahmana in our regular program Today in History over our rival service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on June 5th, 1967, when six-day war between Israel and Arab Emirates of Egypt occurred. The six-day war was fought between June 5th and 7th, 1967 by Israel and a neighboring state of Egypt known at the time as United Arab Republic, Jordan and Syria. The relations between Israel and its neighbors had never fully normalized following the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. In the period leading up to June 1967, tensions became dangerously heightened. Israel reiterated its 1950 statement that the closure of states in Tehran to his shipping would be a cause valley and in late May. Nasser announced the strait would be closed to Israeli vessels. Egypt then mobilized its forces along its border with Israel, and on June 5th, Israel launched what is claimed were a series of preemptive airstrikes against Egyptian airfields. Claims and counterclaims relating to this series of events are one of the number of controversies relating to the conflict. On June 11, a ceasefire was signed. Arab casualties were far heavier than those of Israel. Fewer than 1,000 Israelis had been killed compared to the over 20,000 from the Arab forces. Israel's military success was attributed to the element of surprise, an innovative and well-executed battle plan, and poor quality of leadership of armed forces. Israel seized control of the Gaza Strip and the Sinai Peninsula from Egypt, and the West Bank and East Jerusalem from Jordan, and the Golan Heights from Syria. Israeli morale and international prestige was greatly increased by the outcome of the war, and the area under Israel control tripled. However, the speed and ease of Israel's victory would lead to a dangerous overconfidence within the ranks of Israel Defense Forces (IDF), contributing to initial Arab successes in the subsequent 1973 Yom Kippur War. The displacement of civilian populations resulting from the war would have long-term consequences, as 300,000 Palestinians fled the West Bank and about 100,000 Syrians left the Golan to become refugees. Across the Arab world, Jewish minority communities were expelled, with refugees going to Israel or Europe. The next event is about World Environment Day. World Environment Day, occurring on 5th June every year, is the United Nations principal vehicle for encouraging worldwide awareness and action for the protection of our environment. First held in 1974, it has been a flagship campaign for raising awareness on emerging environmental issues, from marine pollution and global warming to sustainable consumption and wildlife crime. World Environment Day has grown to become a global platform for public outreach, with participation from over 143 countries annually. Each year, World Environment Day has a new theme that major corporations, NGOs, communities, governments, and celebrities worldwide adopt to advocate environmental causes. And the next event was in 1975, when Suez Canal was reopened for public. The Suez Canal is an artificial sea level waterway in Egypt, connecting the Mediterranean Sea to Red Sea through the Isthmus of Suez. Constructed by the Suez Canal Company between 1859 and 1869, it was officially opened on November 17, 1869. The canal offers watercraft a shorter journey between North Atlantic and Northern Indian Oceans via Mediterranean and Red Seas by avoiding the South Atlantic and Southern Indian Oceans, in turn reducing the journey by approximately 7,000 kilometers. In May 1967, Nasser ordered the United Nations peacekeeping forces out of Sinai, including the Suez Canal area. Israel objected the closing of the Strait of Tiran to Israel shipping. The canal had been closed to Israel shipping since 1949, except for a short period in 1951-1952. Listener, that was Today in History, presented by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Focus entitling Indonesia Prevents Militants from the Philippines. Indonesian Armed Forces, TNI, and Indonesian National Police, Polri, and their staff have increased security in Indonesian and Philippines border waters to prevent the entry of militants from the southern Philippines to Indonesia. Post-attack of radical groups of Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, on the island of Marawi, southern Philippines, by the Philippine military, is feared to enter the territory of the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia. Indonesian Armed Forces Chief General Gatot Nurmantio said in Jakarta on last Saturday that to prevent the entry of militants from the Philippines to Indonesia, Indonesian Armed Forces conducts marine operation in North Halmahera, Morotai, Sangir, Marore, in Sangihe, and Sulawesi Sea. He also said that the troops deployed are quite a lot, including warships. General Gatot Nurmantio pointed out that Indonesian Armed Forces also coordinate fishermen in coastal areas to cooperate with Indonesian Navy to guard and become intelligence in marine operation.
Previously, General Gatot Nurmantio said, if any ISIS militants are known to be trying to enter Indonesia, they will be handed over to the police for legal processing. He also added that all routes from the Philippines to Indonesia are closely guarded, including the passage that the militants often pass by. Meanwhile, citing the Ministry of Defense website on the sidelines of an informal defense meeting attended by the top defense officials of many countries in the world, Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore from 2nd to 4th of June, Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu confirmed that terrorism is a common enemy of all nations and must be resolved immediately. The terrorism that is currently a transnational crime of the country could not be tolerated at all. As a consequence, people in every country become afraid. To face this, Indonesia, along with Malaysia and the Philippines, have taken steps to conduct trilateral cooperation in a bid to face the threat of terrorism in Southeast Asia. Minister Ria Mizar emphasized that terrorism as a common enemy of every country in the world must be faced by the same effort. He also expects to involve Singapore and Thailand in the cooperation to combat against this terrorism threat. Meanwhile, quoting republika.co.id, it was reported that 16 Indonesian citizens who are evacuated from Marawi City, Mindanao, southern Philippines, are heading to Indonesia using commercial flights from Davao last Saturday. In the flight, they are accompanied by the Indonesian Consul General of Davao, Berlian Napitupulu, and the immigration official of the Consul General of Davao, Agus Majid. The Philippines military approved the evacuation of 17 Indonesian nationals from Marawi City, Mindanao, southern Philippines. The evacuation agreement was also accompanied by the issuance of the safe conduct pass for the Indonesian Consulate General team in Davao, assigned to evacuate the Indonesian citizens. The safe conduct pass is a sign for the evacuation team to Philippines military operating in order to be allowed into the area of operation. Listener, that was Focus. I'm Nuku Kusumawati.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla performed Tarawih prayers or non-obligatory evening prayers during the fasting month of Ramadan in Meguro Mosque in Tokyo, Japan on Sunday, 4th of June. Indonesia military training has begun mobilizing forces, including warship and intelligence operation in northern parts of Indonesia to anticipate the entrance of terrorist group Islamic State into Indonesia amid a continuing siege in neighboring country, the Philippines, by ISIS-linked militants. Founder of Jakarta-based Poltera, Saiful Mujadi Research and Consulting, SMR, Saiful Mujadi said that most Indonesians oppose replacement of the national ideology of Pancasila in the 1945 constitution with the caliphate. The concept of caliphate has been a major talking point following increased reports on the Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria ISIS and the dissolution of mass organization Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia HTI. Mount Merapi in West Sumatra erupted on Sunday, 4th of June, spewing clouds of volcanic ash over the region of Tanah Datar, Sumatra province. Indonesian pair Barry Anggriawan and Hardianto won a champion title at Thailand Badminton Open on Sunday after defeating Rafael Beck and Peter Kasbol from Germany 26-16 in the men's double event. The government has prepared several anticipatory measures to prevent the reoccurrence of serious traffic congestion during Idul Fitri Aksudur after people were trapped in a congested road for days while headed to their hometown in Central and East Java last year. Last year, congestion occurred because the road in the Central Java town of Brebes could not accommodate the number of vehicles slipping through its toll exit gates, locally known as Brexit. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite? 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to Kauman Evening Market. Listeners, in the month of Ramadan in Yogyakarta, there are usually many markets which suddenly appear and sell various kinds of traditional foods. At the moment like this, local people try to preserve Yogyakarta typical foods such as sego gudeg, mangut lele, pecel, kipo, bungkil, kicak, jadah manten, and many others which can be served to break the fast. Listeners, in every Ramadan, a few impromptu markets exist. One of them is Ramadan Evening Market of Kauman in Yogyakarta. The market located at the narrow road of Kauman, Gondomanan has existed since 1973. Prior breaking the fast, the market is always crowded by visitors. For culinary lovers, this market becomes a choice to culinary tour. Various kinds of typical snacks dominate almost stands. The uniqueness of the evening market at Kauman Hamlet is the sight of visitors jostling one another, but there is never a commotion among visitors. Another uniqueness is that among the vendors, there is no competitiveness. All vendors sell their foods and believe in their fortune respectively. Listeners, Ramadan Evening Market of Kauman is actually not as big as other markets. The market is located on Jalan Ahmad Dahlan or around 90 meters of Malioboro Post Office intersection. The length of the alley, which is used to hold the market, is around 80 meters with 53 vendors. The vendors occupy tables which have been given numbers 1 until 53. Listeners, there are many kinds of food with affordable prices at Kauman Evening Market. The snack price from 1,000 rupiah to 2,500 rupiah. For side dish like pepper fish, the price over is not as cheap as the one in other places. Pepes is an Indonesian cooking method using banana leaf as food wrapping. Because of that, we suggest you to ask the price first. In addition to buying snack or side dishes for breaking the fast, visitors who come to the market also intend to wait for some time to break the fast, or called ngabuburit. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are. Welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Mengapa Menangis, which in English means Why Are You Crying? Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice loudly and you can repeat after me. Mengapa? Mengapa in English? Why? Menangis? Menangis in English? To cry. Tiba-tiba? Tiba-tiba in English? Suddenly. Katakan, katakan in English, to say. Kamu, kamu in English, you. Beritahu, beritahu in English, to tell. Menyimpan, menyimpan in English, to keep or to store. Rahasia, rahasia in English, secret. Percaya, percaya in English, to believe. Bukan, bukan, not. Masalah, masalah in English, problem. Janji, janji in English, promise. Well, listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Mengapa Menangis, or in English means Why Are You Crying? The conversation is between A. Stephanie and B. Yuli at the office. Stephanie, Mengapa kamu tiba-tiba menangis? Mengapa kamu tiba-tiba menangis? In English, why are you suddenly crying? Yuli, tidak apa-apa. Tidak apa-apa. In English, there is nothing wrong. Stephanie, kalau kamu tidak apa-apa, kenapa kamu menangis? Kalau kamu tidak apa-apa, kenapa kamu menangis? In English, if there is nothing wrong, why are you crying? Katakan ke saya, nanti kamu akan merasa lebih baik. Katakan ke saya, nanti kamu akan merasa lebih baik. In English, please tell me, then you will feel better. Yuli, kalau saya beritahu kamu, apakah kamu bisa menyimpan rahasia? Kalau saya beritahu kamu, apakah kamu bisa menyimpan rahasia? In English, if I tell you, can you keep my secret? Hey Stephanie, apakah kamu tidak percaya saya? Apakah kamu tidak percaya saya? In English, why don't you believe me? Yuli, saya bukan tidak percaya kamu. Saya bukan tidak percaya kamu. In English, I do believe you. Saya tidak ingin masalah ini tersebar. Saya tidak ingin masalah ini tersebar. In English, but I do not want the problem to be widely spread. Stephanie, saya janji tidak akan beritahu masalah kamu kepada orang lain. Saya janji tidak akan beritahu masalah kamu kepada orang lain. In English, I promise to keep your secret. Yuli, terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again tomorrow with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, wherever you are, welcome back in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you Indonesian keroncong songs by Sam Simon. Well, listeners, let's listen to the song entitled Juwita Malam. Happy listening.
Engkau gemilang, malam cemerlang, bagaikan bintang timur sedang mengambang. Tak jemu-jemu mata memandang, aku namakan di kau ke dalam sanubari. Aku terpikat masuk perangkap, apa daya asmara sudah melekat. Juwita
listeners, the song entitled Juwita Malam sung by Sam Simon. The song tells about the story of someone who met a beautiful woman whose nickname is Juwita Malam while being in the night train. But unfortunately, he had to park with the Juwita Malam when the train had arrived at Jatinegara station. Listeners, Sam Simon was an Indonesian singer in the 50s era. There is a characteristic that is always attached to him, whose voice is soft and character, and vibrations are heavy. Sam Simon also had been active in bringing keroncong songs on Radio Republik Indonesia. Due to the legendary quality of his voice, Sam Simon is often lined up one level with Ismail Marzuki, Gesang, Waljinah, Bing Slamet, and Titi Puspa. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Selendang Sutra by Sam Simon. Happy listening.
Selendang Sutra tanda mata darimu, telah ku terima sebulan yang lalu. Selendang Sutra mulai di saat itu turut serentak di dalam bahagia. Ketika lenganku terluka parah, selendang sutramu turut berjasa. Kini pembalut luka, cabik semata tercapai tujuannya. Tercapai tujuannya.
Listeners, the keroncong song entitled Selendang Sutra, whose lyrics tells about a scarf, is received by a person. The scarf is more than just accessory or clothing. It is so meritorious to the person when he is injured. Listeners, we are still about one of the legendary Indonesian singers, Sam Simon. Sam Simon's name began to be heard in the Indonesian music world since he won the election of Indonesian Radio Star in 1951, 1952, and 1955 for the keroncong category. In addition to Indonesia, Sam Simon's fame also reaches neighboring country, Malaysia. But his fame in the past does not reach the present time. Currently, a few people know the name of Sam Simon. In fact, it is quite difficult for music lovers of Indonesia to get the history of Sam Simon. However, in 2012, a jazz musical festival held a special show to commemorate and honor the golden voice of Sam Simon. Listeners, it was a short glimpse of the keroncong singers named Sam Simon. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Sepasang Mata Bola and Melati di Tapal Batas. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Ketika keretaku tiba, remang-remang cuaca, terkejut aku tiba.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.